Know what?
Know what?
Milnut has a brand new label and a new low price.
Milnut?
Milnut.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here he is with music on records, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. That's all memorized, too, and I think that's a grand piece of work. Joe Foss, who puts us on the air every single day for Wrigley Spearmint, and that's the name I like to have you shout, because we're awful proud to be working for the Wrigley folk. They're the people, of course, that make the swell product that please so many millions of Americans every day, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I hope that you're enjoying it today with us now. Well, we have in our studios a charming young singer of songs from Glasgow in Scotland, believe it or not, a little girl by the name of Nancy Whiskey, who has turned out one of the big hit records in our country right now. And Nancy was nice enough to stop in for a visit. We think maybe you'll be interested in the Burr of a Brogue and also the story of Freight Train. You're going to meet Nancy in just a moment, right after you spend the next couple of minutes with a favorite performer of mine, a young man by the name of Jerry Lewis, who has done some not only great things in comedy, but now in the world of music. Here's his brand new Decca recording, Shades of Al Jolson, as Jerry Lewis sings My Mammy.
Shines west, but I've just learned where the sun shines best. Mammy, Mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. I'm a coming, sorry that I made you wait. I'm a coming, hope and pray I'm not too late. Ah, mammy, mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my mammy. Shines west, but I know where the sun shines best. Mammy, mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, mammy, I'm a coming, and I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that I made you wait. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. And I hope and pray I'm not late. Mammy, mammy, I walk a million miles for one of your smiles.
Jerry Lewis, one of our great performers in this country, developed, of course, on the Borscht Circuit out of New York, upper state New York, and now has not only become motion picture material and star and producer, but also singer of songs and still a great, great tragedian and comic. That's Jerry Lewis with a new Decca recording called My Mammy. Gee, I remember as a youngster having that record by Al Jolson on a phonograph and listening to it and loving it then, and now it's revived all over again in my memory. I also remember as a youngster, and I'm sure that you do too, the utter delight when Daddy or Mommy give you a stick of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You know, all kids love Wrigley Spearmint, and it's understandable why, because kids sort of like to keep their jaws moving anyway, whether it's singing or dancing or just sitting and chewing. And if it's Wrigley Spearmint and chewing gum that they chew, you never have to worry about a thing because you know it's a swell product always for them to enjoy. It's good for the little young'uns because, of course, it keeps their teeth clean and attractive, keeps their breath always sweet, and it satisfies the hunger that kids have between meals. And yet you mothers know that you don't like to spoil their appetites by giving them other foods in between meals, so you want to make them wait. Well, now, one of the nice ways to keep them patient and waiting and at the same time satisfied and yet never spoil their appetite is to let them enjoy Wrigley Spearmint. So you have it available all the time, and when the kids want to eat between meals, give them Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Light, delicious, wholesome, and refreshing, never spoils their precious little appetites. You remember to get Wrigley Spearmint, and you enjoy it too. Well, I think it's about time now that we turn tables on our friends over in Scotland and put a little girl on by the name of Miss Nancy Whiskey. Well, Nancy, I can't begin to tell you how very pleased we are to entertain a young lady from across the great expanse of the Atlantic Ocean. From where is it, Glasgow, Scotland?
Well, I was born in Glasgow, but I live in London.
You got just a little bit of a brogue still, haven't you, though, from your Scottish ancestry?
I certainly hope so.
Well, you're not a little more than a teenager, just a schoolgirl, I presume, over there, and merry old, aren't you, Nancy? How long have you been out of school?
Oh, I left school when I was 15.
Uh-huh.
They leave school in Scotland particularly a lot younger than they do over here.
Well, do you have a comparable education, though, to here, where we have a grade school and a high school?
Yes.
Do you have about the same thing over there?
Oh, yes, but we just call them by different names. But I must say they're coming round more to the American way of education, you know.
Tell me a little bit about your childhood in Scotland. Are you under the influence of American phonograph records like our teenagers here in this country, Nancy?
No, I can remember. I can remember records, but it was nothing like it is now.
Uh-huh.
I can remember hearing Bing Crosby and Vera Lynn.
Yes.
But that's about all. Just those two. I can't remember having anything like you have Elvis Presley and rock and roll and all that sort of thing.
Well, I think you have Elvis Presley now because he's pretty much international, isn't he, Nancy? When did you leave Scotland to come over here? Or leave England, actually, because that's your home now.
Yes. Well, I left England on... You see, I don't even know what date is. I've been rushing around.
To be perfectly honest with you, I don't either, so we won't even ask the question. How's that? Nancy, over there in England, are you a professional performer, or does this start your career, this record that you've made?
Well, I'm a professional performer now, but my record, Freight Train, started me off.
Well, suppose you tell me then a little bit of the background, how you happened to be called in by this record company, Chick, and how you did the song, and all the things that have happened since then.
I see, yes. Well, I was on my own. You see, I sing Scottish and Irish folk songs, and I play the guitar. And I was doing this by myself for a long time, and I went on this talent show for Pi Radio. That's a sort of radio company in England.
Uh-huh.
And there I met this Chas McDevitt skiffle group.
Uh-huh.
And Chas was going into Variety practically the next week. And he
Do you mean going into Variety? Going into vaudeville?
Yes,
as we
what
call
you vaudeville.
Yes.
Doing the holes, as we call it.
Doing the what?
Doing the holes.
The holes?
H-E-L-L-S. Holes.
You mean the little spot? These are the little spots? Is that the meaning of the word?
Variety houses. And
we call them basement saloons here, but I guess
things
it's the same
that are
thing.
Almost extinct.
Yes.
Almost.
Well, now the Skiffle Group is a little itinerant jazz group. It's a little group that sort of goes around busking for a living, don't they? Just sort of passing the hat. They have these little jazz sessions, little
yes.
jam sessions.
Yes.
Now you were going to join this group and go and play the holes.
Yes, that's right.
All right, now you pick it up from there again.
Well, he asked me to join him, and he offered me this, you know, so many weeks' work. And
offered you one of the holes.
Exactly. So I wasn't awfully keen on Skiffle, you know, because... I just didn't like it very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't like it, you shouldn't do it.
Well, that's what I say. I didn't like it, and then we got together, and we got the hold of this Freight Train.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I liked it
that
very much.
That is the song,
that's
the Freight
the song,
Train.
Freight
yes.
Train.
Uh-huh.
And when we rehearsed it, it just went like a bomb, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we put it on a test disc, and my manager, Mr. Varley, went round all the companies hawking it, you know?
Yes.
And nobody... Everybody had a skiffle group,
uh-huh.
and they didn't want to know about us,
uh-huh.
except our friends Oriole.
Yes.
That is the company I record for in London.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Baverstock, who is the R&R man there, he got very interested in Freight Train, and he had great faith in it. And it's
he
been
thought
moving
that it was
ever since.
Going to be a potential hit.
Oh, yes.
Well, of
yes.
course, it is a big hit for you. And then when the record, that is the master of the record,
moved to this country. It was taken over by the Chick Record Company, and there are distributors here in this country. They're the manufacturing
That's
group
right.
in this country.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, this means, of course, that your skiffle group can get out of the holes and start playing the big variety houses, can't they?
Well, they are by now. You see, in England, they're quite a big name,
uh-huh.
and we're doing very well in England.
Well, now, you left the boys to come over here for this brief appearance and on these shores. Will you be returning to England right away?
Oh, I've got to be up in Glasgow for Saturday. We're on TV. Mm. As it was, I had narrow escape because the boys had to stay and do a radio show.
Yes.
And by some freak in the contract, it didn't mention me by name. It just said vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the boys are vocalists.
Yes.
So I got out of that, you see.
Well,
otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to come.
I'm curious about something. We have heard it frequently mentioned as a joke, but I wonder if it's true. Is it true that on Tag Day in Glasgow, nobody leaves their home?
I don't even know what you mean by tag.
That's intended to be a joke because the Scottish are considered a little bit, shall we say, on the penurious side. Would that be the right word? I think so. But it's just
okay,
intended...
Okay, it's rubbish. You never met such warm-hearted people in your life.
I know, they're great people, and it's a wonderful country. Believe me, it is, Nancy. And we thank you here in America for coming to our shores and giving us of your talent because you're a wonderful little girl and you've got a swell record. Let's play it, shall we?
Oh, please.
All right, here's Nancy Whiskey's record then for Wrigley Spearman Chewing Gum Coast to Coast on CBS. Nancy Whiskey sings Freight Train.
Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't know what train he's on. Won't you tell me where he's gone? Don't know where he's heading for. What he's done against the law. Got no future, got no hope. Just nothing but the road. Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't know what train he's on. Won't you tell me where he's gone? He lost his reason, lost his life. He killed his friend in mortal strife. He must keep moving like the rolling skies, just a waiting till he dies. Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't know what train he's on. Won't you tell me where he's gone? When he died, just bury him, please. Way down the end of Old Chestnut Street. Hobblers at his head and feet, and tell them he's gone to sleep. Freight train, going so fast. Freight train, going so fast. I don't know what train he's on. Won't you tell me where he's gone?
That's Freight Train, done by Nancy Whiskey. We certainly want to thank Nancy for stopping into our studios and presenting us with this record, which, of course, has already achieved tremendous prominence across these United States. Thank you very much, Nancy Whiskey. Well, we'll be seeing you tomorrow at the same time. Until then, Joe Foss has just a small announcement, and I have even a smaller one. You remember to enjoy Wrigley Spearmint. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Howard Miller, back to Joe.
And be sure to join Howard tomorrow when his guest will be Jerry Jordan on the CBS Radio Network.
There's an outstanding action-packed mystery movie on WBBM-TV's Late Show tonight at 11. William Powell, Rosalind Russell, and Cesar Romero star in Rendezvous. You'll enjoy thrilling intrigue when one of America's top code experts becomes an undercover agent. See Rendezvous starring William Powell, Rosalind Russell, and Cesar Romero tonight at 11 on WBBM-TV's Late Show. It's another outstanding MGM picture on Channel 2.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.